Can you talk about fear of God? Fear of God. You know, remnants of Christian upbringing, and you know, kind of carry around.
Christian fear of God. Fear. In her childhood and growing up, she's a Christian, and she received some ideas about fear of God, and she still has some playing inside her, this fear of God.
Is that right? Yeah. And then was Christian.
Was Christian. She was a Christian, but it's still inside her mind.
God is not a fear. He never creates fear.
I know that.
Yesterday I said, one who gets the self experience at that moment, ego and mind disappears. Then in that emptiness, so much fear, unable to control that fear, rises. For existence of the ego only. To come back ego, it absents. Ego absents at that moment, ego disappears. So that emptiness not able to bear anybody. But that fear comes when the ego disappears. But your fear only to the mind. You have strong attachment with fear from childhood. Many persons, they have fear. That is only to the mind. So, if any problem repeats again, that is the strong attachment to the mind. Not only fear. Any problem, any trouble, it comes again. The mind has strong attachment with that problem. Then mind become very weak. So, thinking too much it becomes strong. Thinking too much with any object, any incident, any persons, anything maybe. If you think too much, you lose your strength and mind become weak and not possible to remove that problem. So, anybody have any problem, stop thinking about that problem. Then possible to remove it easily. Otherwise, no such strength to you to remove that problem. You saw your daughter after delivery. Just you saw your daughter. Oh, my daughter is like this. That form of your daughter entered in your mind. Then some moments, some laughing, then all moments entered in your mind. Then walking, reading, all moments, good or bad, all are entering in your mind gradually. Then your mind filled with your daughter. Means she is not here. But with that strong attachment, if you are anywhere in the world, you are thinking your daughter. Where is she? How is she? Maybe difficulties or any problem to her, healthier. Why you are thinking too much your daughter means strong attachment with your mind. So, how you remove that strong attachment about your daughter in your mind? Now, it look like a real. Why that strong attachment in your mind? By thinking always about your daughter. So, 18 years you always thought about your daughter, then she had gone anywhere in the world, then weeping, crying, I want my daughter, no happiness to you. And no interest to do any work. So, yes, you saw one lady. But you never think about that lady because she is another one, not your own. So, no problem with that new lady. Why? You are not thinking about her. So, if you repeat anything, that is the problem. But so your fear also entered in your mind strongly. You have fear in your life many times, but no problem. This fear, suppose one lady came, I have always fear. Why? I asked. She was watching TV. Then there is a scene when he saw that one, strong fear. Then that mind attached. Then up to now, since 20 years, she has that fear. So the desire, jealousy, attachments, fear, angry, greed, these are strong attachments throughout life. Why? Those are repeated. Life is going with them. They are the life. So, how you remove them? So many persons, they never live without desires. No ending to their desires throughout their life. So, throughout life they have problems. The Supreme Power knows which is good to you, which is in need to you. It has been, that Supreme Power has been giving to you. What is the need of desire? No such a trust on Supreme Power. Yes, your desire fulfilled. Again desire fulfilled. Again desire failed. Again desire failed. Do you have satisfaction, either success or failure? No. This is the great movie of the mind. Suppose, for example, a lot of money in the mind. The ocean is in your mind. All green fields in your mind. Are they inside? Fields, ocean, factories. No. You saw a big mountain on the mirror. Is there a mountain in the mirror? Is there any ocean in your mind? Show me even drop of water in you. No. So only this is mind trick. Horse races competition. Yes, many horses, they are running, 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 running. Are they in your mind? Where? How? Show me even tail of horse in you. No. So, your mind is running. Your mind created those horses. No horses there. So, you have many objects in your mind. Streets, gardens, trees, vehicles, great mob, crowd, temples. Maybe. Always, always many things in your mind. Show me even one object in your mind. I can show my pen to you. Show me your house to me. There is no house to show me. But that house created only your mind. You are seeing your creation of house. Don't create your house in your mind. Then you see your house. No. So, everything in your mind, only your creation. Yes, Ramana Maharshi, any gods any gurus, any incarnation person, without your mind's creation, is it possible to see them? Is it possible to know them? No. So, total your life created by you. You are living in this world by creating your mind, everything. All your movements, activities, everything are going in your creation of mind. You created gurus. You created bad persons, then you decided in your mind, this is bad, this is good. Who created that good and bad? So, everything only your creation. You created your enemy. Then you got angry. You created your friend. Then you created happy. There is no enemy without creation. There is no any friend without creation. But you said, I have this problem. Who created that problem? Is there any responsibility of the world? Is the responsibility of the Supreme Power? No. Only your mind creation. I don't know who created that. I know who created. I have fear. Who created? I have fear. But that fear no others. That fear no to others. I have problem. That problem no to the anybody in the world, because You created with your mind that problem. Other persons, they don't create that problem. So, I want to go back to my country. I came from my country. Mind created. I want to go my country. Your mind created. If there is no creation of going back to your country, you don't know your country, no such thoughts, no such plan in your mind. You created. You created your house in your country. Then I want to see. You have many thoughts about your house. Many thoughts created. My bedroom is best. My bathroom is well. My kitchen very good. I ate there. Who is creating everything? Is there house in you? Is there any bathroom in you? Is there kitchen in you? How it comes from your country? Is it have any legs? How it comes? It came. But house is there, no movement to it. But very clearly you saw your house. Each part of the house you are seeing very clearly. How it is possible? Oh, I forget to lock my house. I forget to close my bedroom. I have valuable things in it. Where is your house? Is it possible to close your door from here? So I am sailing in the boat at Varanasi or Arabian Sea. Suddenly, accident happened. I cried. Is there any ocean inside? Are you sailing on the boat? Where? How? Is there boat? Even a small stick inside? So, a lot, many jewels, golden jewels, jewelries. Who made them? Who made them? Are they in you? You have joy, happy. There are no jewelries in your mind. Only mind creation. When you saw those golden ornaments, you are happy. But are they inside? No. No such place inside. How they entered? Any operation did there to keep them inside? So you created those golden ornaments and you have happiness. So mind created golden ornaments. Mind created happiness because you have like on ornaments. According your mind taste, according your likes, according your love, according your attachment, according your opinions, you created everything. You created all thoughts. Everything only your creation. This is the life. So where is the problem? Where are the troubles? Show me, tell me. They are in your mind. They were created with your mind. I want meditation. Then immediately something entered by the creation of your mind. Yes. How? I questioned. My mind questioned about the meditation. Yes. Guru said meditation means do like this. Okay. Do you saw that meditation? No. Do you know that meditation? No. He said about meditation, you heard. Then your mind created about the meditation. Oh, no thoughts. Only concentration on one thought. You are following, according hearing about meditation. Then, but meditation means only your creation. Do you know correctly? Are you following correctly? According your creation of the mind, it is correct to you. But no success about meditation. You know about meditation. Why failure? Means your mind creation only. So there is nothing, only creation. There is no world at all. Only projection of the mind. There is no mind inside also. There is nothing inside. Everything created by your mind inside. There is nothing inside. There is nothing outside. Mm-hmm. Everything only your creation. I have many difficulties. Where? In your mind. In your mind. Who created those difficulties? Who is the responsibility for your difficulties? Your mind created those difficulties only to you, to your mind. Those difficulties, no others in the world, no to any others in the world. So, you have, you are seeing creation of your mind. You are experiencing your creation of mind. Everything only your creation. Supreme power only witness. Supreme power, only witness. Now, mind, no rest, no stop to the mind. It is very busy. Why? How it is busy means always it is creating, creating, creating. It has been creating always, no rest. Always it has work. No ending. If it is correct work, I want to drink water. Now I finished my work. Yes, you have many works in your mind. Yes, many works in mind. Yes, if any works finish, there is a stop. Is there stopping to the creation of your mind? Are they urgent or are they necessary? Waking state, dream, always mind created, created, creation, creation. no stopping, no rest. Oh, my mind, full tension. Who knows that tension? Mind. Who created that tension? Mind. That tension created by the mind. Salvation wanted that mind. Everything it created, who is the responsibility for it? So much depression. Your mind created. Your mind want to solve that depression. The mind creation, yes, you remove that depression with your effort, with your mind. Because that depression is in your mind. It is your depression. Oh, it is my house. It is my TV. It is my car. Okay, it is your depression. It is your emotion. It is your attention. Okay. Why you are weeping? Why you are laughing? So, everything only your mind creation, only mind. So Bhagavan said, sometimes full happiness, sometimes full light, sometimes very good experiences, those experiences never had before in your life. Yes, I saw stars, I saw some God, I saw my Guru appeared to me. Yes, okay. Are they in your mind or in others' mind? They are in your mind. Who created them? Your mind created. And who have happiness? Your mind. Okay. Very good. Who created that greatness? My mind created that greatness. Who lost those experiences? My mind lost experiences. I am weeping. My mind is weeping. My mind has many experiences. So Bhagavan said, everything is only thought. Thought created by the ego. There is nothing. So all thoughts should be disappear. No such creation never in your mind. Total mind become self. Then no creation any thought, no creation of duality. So Bhagavan said, only one. Somebody said oneness, okay. One or oneness. The self-realized person said oneness. throughout your life, dualities are going continuously without a break, without rest. Your mind is correct, or who said no mind? Those suggestions correct? One who have mind, their mind is correct. One who have their experiences, their greatness, maybe anything, they are correct to their mind only, not to the Supreme Power. These are no entrance in the Supreme Power. There is no chance to create any other dualities, other thought, other objects, other thing. No chance in Supreme Power. Only one. How second one comes from it? So, everything in the mind, only dualities. There is only one, but these are second ones. How it is possible to come? These are. So, they declared, your mind, your life, your practice, your world, everything, all only illusion. So, if you see anything in you, it is not permanent. It is only within seconds you are losing. So, that is not the same. Bhagavan say, always you are seeing. What are you seeing? Bhagavan said, I am seeing. But there is nothing to see. There is nothing to see. Everything you are seeing in your creation of mind. The ego is created everything and it sees everything. Ego created all thoughts. Ego is seeing all thoughts. So all thoughts created by the seer of ego. So Bhagavan said finally, see the seer. If the seer burns, who can create that all thoughts? Who is seeing all thoughts? So the seer is creating all thoughts, everything in the mind. He is seeing after its creation. Ego is seeing everything, its creation. Ego, I thought, has experiences about the creation of its. So, no any. If there is any creation, there is ego. Maybe good or bad. I saw full light. Ego created that light. If that light supreme power, it should be remain permanently. Within seconds it is disappear. It will disappear. So ego created. So no any greatness, no any valuable things in your mind. Everything only illusion. Supreme state of self-inquiry or meditation. You see the seer. The seer loses its power to create any thought. No chance to create any thought. If you see the seer, then your meditation and self-inquiry, everything success. If you see the seer, then only seer remains. You see the seer. Only seer remains. No creation of any thoughts, any forms, any world, any life, anything. Then only see the seer. Don't allow to escape the seer. When it disappears, that is the self-realization. Ninety-9% in our meditation or in our inquiry, still there is seer, still there is experiencer. if that experiencer, if that seer should be disappear, then that is success of our inquiry and meditation. Further, no need any effort in your life. No any problems in your life. No any attachment with anything. With anything. Because only it remains. Nothing there. Only it remains. But mind also become like that. If mind is like that, within second it loses its emptiness. But if it is the Self, Supreme Power, inside, throughout, energy works in your body, the energy filled in your mind, energy will be filled in the heart, and no any dualities, only oneness.